April 28th, Christmas Evans.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
It was 1766 in Wales. Evans got his first name, you guessed it, because he was born on Christmas Day. And once he was old enough to help on a farm, he probably didn't get teased about his name, since it said he stood 7 feet tall. He taught himself to read Welsh and English. With the help of a tutor, he mastered Latin. Finally, he tackled Hebrew and Greek, and he preached throughout Wales. One particular Sunday afternoon, when he was listening to a powerful preacher, Evans had an aha moment. In his mind, he saw that the kind of preaching his people would get the most from was drama, as in comedies and tragedies. He traveled thousands of miles up and down Wales, uniting the churches and seeing to practical needs of the people. And everywhere he went, he preached with brilliant analogies and emotion that helped the people understand the scripture. Evans came to be known as one of the three most powerful preachers in Wales. On this date, in 1838, at the age of 72, in his 53rd year of ministry, Evans journeyed into South Wales on his final preaching tour. Today's story gives us a look into Evans' character when he was away from the pulpit.
Lying may bring temporary satisfaction, but honesty brings lasting respect. When Welsh minister Christmas Evans needed his horse sold, he hired a local businessman to sell the animal at the local fair. So the businessman, with horse in tow, went to the fair and hoped to get a good price for it, even though the horse was old and not in the best shape. But Evans had confidence the businessman would be able to sell the horse, no matter how poor its condition. There had to be someone out there who would want to take care of a kind and pleasant animal, despite its shortcomings. But after the businessman had been gone for a while, Evans decided to go down to the fair himself to check up on him and see how the sale was proceeding. At the fair, Evans quickly found the businessman, and at that very moment, he was in the middle of haggling with an interested customer. Eager to meet the interested customer, Evans joined the businessman and his prospect. "Is this your horse, Mr. Evans?" the customer asked. "Certainly it is," he responded. "Well, what is his age, sir?" 23 years old," he said. The customer's eyes widened and he quickly turned to the businessman. "He told me it was only 15. Evans looked at the businessman, who gulped noticeably. "He is certainly 23," Evans repeated. It was clear the businessman had not been completely forthcoming. Evans said, "He's been with me 20 years, and he was 3 years old when I bought him." The customer nodded. "Is he safe-footed, though?" "Well, he's very far from that," Evans shrugged. "Indeed, that's the very reason I want to part with him." The businessman's eyes widened, and he shot Evans a nasty glare. "Please go into the house, Mr. Evans, and stay there," he whispered. "I never will dispose of the horse while you are present." But Evans wouldn't be deterred. Didn't the businessman know Christmas was a man of God? What kind of Christian man would he be if he was dishonest in his business dealings? Surely the customer would have to know what kind of horse he was getting. Evans continued to answer the customer's questions too honestly for the businessman's comfort. Evans and the customer continued to talk, and the businessman continued to shake his head and mutter to himself under his breath. Amazingly, the customer ended up buying the horse at the price Evans had been asking, which allowed the businessman to make a profit. The customer had been so honored by Evans' honesty, he decided to honor him back. Colossians 3:9 tells us, "Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and its wicked deeds." When have you felt rewarded, either internally or externally, because you chose to be honest? Lying may bring temporary satisfaction, but honesty brings lasting respect.
Hello, my name is George Morrison, and I ministered in the Denver metro area for some 35 plus years. And now I travel with our ministry, Truth and Life Ministry, and minister to leaders. Our story today is about a gentleman whose name was Christmas Evans. And of course, the first thing that grabs any one of us to listen to the story is that his name was Christmas. Reason being, he was born on Christmas Day back in the 1700s. There are several things about the story that challenged me, and that was the part of his life where he ministered faithfully the gospel across the nation of Wales and for 53 years, and how faithful he was to that, and how he used comedy and drama to bring the message across. And of course, the second part of this story was how he lived away from the pulpit, outside of ministry, and that was one with honesty and integrity. So our challenge today is that whether we're behind a pulpit, whether we're a lay person that claims to be a Christian, or we're in the business world and out in our world, do we live our lives with integrity? Are we honest about our dealings? And more importantly, does the world see us as someone who lives what we preach, or what we say we are, and that is Christians? So my takeaway from this is that I want to live a life of integrity. I want to be honest. I want the people to see my life and take from my life the message of Christ as much as they would be by the words that I speak. So let us examine ourselves. Let us look closely at everything that we do. And are we doing with honesty? And are we doing it in a Christ-like manner so the world will see Christ through us? Thank you, and God bless you.